Proclamation number 8115 of 3rd of March, 1962. God's mission, to transmit the light. You will be guided and everything will approach you such that you will be able to carry out the work in my vineyard according to my will. For time and again I tell you that it is urgent and that you need not fear failure as long as you have the serious will to serve me. And therefore only ever hand yourselves over to my guidance, appeal to me for my support and then act as your heart dictates, for I express myself through the heart as soon as you have first approached me for my support. And thus I will also assign you the work you are to do for me, and you will feel urged to do this or not to do that, because I myself place this feeling in you and thereby give you the inner instructions which a faithful servant receives from his Lord. When you spread my gospel into the world you do the most urgent work for me, for people expect my address and I know their desire and will therefore support you in every way so that they receive what they need. I certainly speak to people everywhere, yet it can only rarely happen in this direct form that I can instruct them, that I can bring them the truth, that I can place them into a state of realization which is of greatest blessing in the last days. I can only rarely kindle a light for people which brightly illuminates the path they are to take in order to reach the eternal home. And time and again I say to you, convey to your fellow human beings the light which shines to you from above. Also enlighten your fellow human beings as you yourselves have been enlightened by me, and impart to them the gift of grace you receive yourselves, because I love you all and want to help you reach your goal before the end comes. And also give them news of the approaching end. For everything I submit to you, my servants, everything imparted to you by me directly is intended for the whole of humanity, i.e., everyone who is willing to accept it shall also experience what is about to happen to himself and to earth, and he shall also know about the reason for everything that happens. He shall also know why I speak to people directly. Every person shall gain knowledge of me myself and my nature, because I want every person to learn to love me, but this requires the knowledge of the pure truth. And this I convey directly to earth and instruct you to spread it. Of my great love and mercy which still wants to help all people before the end. And thus this is also your task to convey my pure gospel to the world. That you, as my disciples of the last days, constantly endeavor to instruct your fellow human beings by conveying my pure word from above to them, which I myself want to bestow upon people through you who want to accept it and then will also safely recognize it as the voice of their Father. And don't let yourselves be held back from this work in any way. For even though it may seem to you that you have little success, I tell you that you cannot overlook the success yourselves, for every word which has come forth from me continues to have an effect as strength. You should always know that I direct all threads which originate from you or lead to you, and I only ever want to increase the number of those who allow themselves to be fed and watered with the bread of heaven, with the water of life. Their souls shall find the right nourishment, you shall offer it to them by passing on my word, which you receive from me directly. Be and remain diligently active. For the time is only short when you can work unhindered in my vineyard. You should work while it is still daytime, for the night will come when an end will also be put to my activity, because the time is fulfilled which was set for the spiritual to reach its perfection. The spiritual which lives on this earth as a human being and therefore has the opportunity to let itself be redeemed before the end comes. And it will be deep night for those who do not make use of the last short time. But I will still let the light shine for all who want to accept it, so that they will not be lost for eternities. Amen.